Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever seen a little kid who's just a bit too short on one end? They're up on their tiptoe to see what the big people see. Perhaps you've been on tiptoe to catch a glance at something. Interestingly, that's a good way to approach each day, living on tiptoe. Well, let's take a look. When you see someone, picture that cute little kid we just talked about, standing on tiptoe. It makes you smile. First of all, they could be looking at a yummy cake on the counter that they're just not tall enough to see. However, they are tall enough to swipe a finger through the icing for a personal taste test. Or here's another example. A youngster hopes for just a glance at something in a window shop. Perhaps an older sibling describes a toy they would love to have. So their sibling wraps arms around their little middle to lift them up for a peek. And here's another example. Another child just wants to see if mom and dad are still looking out for them at the park. After their on-tiptoe search and being assured, they go back to blissful playtime. Have you ever been there? You just like to dip your finger into something, not necessarily food, or purchase an item on your bucket list, or simply be assured someone who loves you is still looking out for you. Well, I can assure you, first of all, God has lots that you can swipe your finger into for a good taste of who He is. The second thing is that He knows you well and will supply all your needs. Oftentimes, He surprises you with that special something if you wait patiently. And then the third thing that I can assure you is God is still looking out for you and wants to assure you of His eternal commitment to you. So, keep living on tiptoe. Never lose the desire to get a bigger peek at what God is doing and who He is. We need to talk about living on tiptoe and suffering, because suffering is a very real element in our broken world. Plus, it's costly. When you suffer, you need help, love, comfort, intervention, mercy. You need companionship and guidance. In other words, it's not inconsequential when you suffer. During times of suffering, look immediately to Jesus in the three ways that we already explored. First of all, remember this one? God wants you to swipe your finger into who He is and what He can provide. The second one, He will supply all your needs and oftentimes surprise you with something special. So wait patiently. And third, God is still looking out for you, and He wants to assure you of His eternal commitment to you. Your present sufferings are difficult, perhaps terrible. They may be extremely unfair and severely shape your life and future. As you endure them, it's trivial to say they will fade in effect over time. Rather, when you groan inwardly as you live through sufferings, what you need is hope. Well, it's not just you. Many people want to do the best they can in their lives. And actually, living on tiptoe makes a difference. Subsequently, you can make a difference yourself by remembering certain things. Let's go back to something way, way back. Creation. This is something to remember. Sadly, creation suffers in ways God never intended because of our sin problem. In good conscience, you can't deny the effects of pollution, careless disregard, littering, war, and more. This is not God's design. Let's also remember about people. In the same way, humanity has been significantly affected. We lost the position of heir and rulers. Instead, nations and individuals often live in degradation, loss, and chaos. Subsequently, personal relationships and global diplomacy suffers. Plus, people endure disease, hunger, death, broken hearts, and even despair. This is not God's design. So what practical things can you do to make a difference in creation and the human condition? Those are the two things we mentioned. Somehow, get involved. Realistically, getting involved is living on tiptoe. Because of all Christ accomplished on earth, you can have eager expectation each day. Additionally, you can lean forward into a new reality even before Jesus returns, and He will. Living on tiptoe is knowing today matters. Plus, a new day is coming forever. For now, creation and people are in bondage. Sufferings engulf us. The animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the very earth itself. The planet and all people long to be set free. So does our solar system, galaxy, and the universes God created. God's word says, creation groans. Romans 8:22. Just like you may groan under extreme stress and strain. Look at today's world. Here are some examples. Storms lash and destroy. Floodwaters drown and damage. Fires snuff out life and lick up resources. The earth quakes and loses its foothold, crushing and devastating. Living things die. Predators plunder and kill. Animals search for food, and humans eke out a living. We get diseases and we die. Yes, we all groan. Surely this was not the original plan. Well, interestingly, Jesus accepted all this was His to redeem. Revelation 21:5 says, I am making everything new. You know, I've found myself wondering if we'll have the incredible privilege of seeing the second creation. Isaiah 65:17 says, See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. Isaiah 66:22 says, The new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me. The Bible doesn't say if we get to watch this. However, can you imagine it? Maybe sitting on heaven's lawn chairs with a front seat view. Can you imagine oohs and ahs as everyone watches Jesus make the new heaven and earth? Utterly amazing. Popcorn, anyone? People and creation live on tiptoe. It's just reasonable. In this life, when hope is gone, there is nothing left. Well, there is good news. There is still hope. Hope is something a person waits for, looks for, and eagerly expects. Romans 8:24 says, Who hopes for what they already have? When hope is fulfilled, you no longer need it. Meanwhile, it holds you steady. To live inside hope is to live in a reality bigger than your present difficulties. Namely, to live in the reality established in Christ. Thankfully, the three things we've talked about are for everyone. When others suffer, you can help with their needs like God does for you. So be creative and practical to show you are looking out for them. Frankly, we need hope today. So we continue to stand on tiptoe. I'd like to talk about Man of Sorrows here for a moment, because that has to do with hope being purchased. We frequently mention Jesus as Man of Sorrows. And incidentally, this is relevant to today's content. Jesus suffered side by side with people. He knows exactly how it feels to suffer long and hard, having no sin in his heart. He took all infirmities, burdens, sufferings, and sins to the cross, away from you. So I have a couple of questions. Do you need hope? Are you groaning inside as you suffer? The man of sorrows shares your sorrows. Ask him for help. He purchased your hope. Now let's talk about the man of joy. And that has to do with hope being guaranteed. So the man of sorrows is hope that was purchased, but the man of joy is hope that is guaranteed. So why is Jesus also called the man of joy? Well, because he brings hope. God's hope does not disappoint because he continually pours his love into you. That's from Romans 5, verse 5. When life gets hard, Jesus holds you up. His Spirit quite literally lives inside you. Isaiah 65, 24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Why not turn to the man of joy? He is ready and waiting to help. He guarantees hope. Well, joy and sorrow actually coexist. God has prepared an eternity of joy for you. Because of his love, you can experience his joy even in your sorrows as you wait for that day. But for now, sorrow and joy coexist. God is working on his brilliant plan. Hope will be fulfilled, and things will be restored to the original design. It's coming. Scripture says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Imagine, if you dare, you will be a person of joy always. Gone will be the person of sorrow. Joy and sorrow will no longer coexist when that time comes. The man of sorrows and joy is actively working his extraordinarily strategic plan. Creation is groaning with birthing pains. The grown-up baby is coming back soon. Before we explore the application thoughts and questions,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Now for our application. First application question, are you living on tiptoe? Number two, do you focus on good that's still present even in sufferings? Three, do you turn to Jesus to pull out of a perspective of hopelessness and get back into hope? Number four, how can you ease the suffering of creation? Get involved. Number five, how can you ease sufferings in relationships and around the world? Get involved. And number six, do you wait with hope and eager expectation for Jesus to return? I have something for your Bible study, for your quiet time. Portions of the content that we went over today come from my book, It's Your Move, a great devotional book that takes you through Romans and powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.